This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hunter Biden missed the midnight deadline to provide records about his overseas business dealings and influence peddling to the House Oversight Committee. This is now setting the stage for a potential subpoena from Republicans. Chairman James Comer also wants similar documents from President Biden's brother James and Hunter Biden's business partner, Eric Schwerin. Comer says the documents will shed light on the Biden family's influence peddling.
You know, sooner or later, he is going to have to come in and testify. And, you know, House Republicans made this very clear to me when they were in the minority before the midterms. If they take power, which they did, they were going to haul Hunter in. At least Stefanik told me that to my face.
Yeah.
This is the marquee issue. This is the title fight in the Oversight Committee, possibly in the whole Congress, because we've been talking on this panel a lot about China. China, you know, the balloon and China and Russia. You can't separate Hunter from China. So much of Hunter's income came from China. And we know that Hunter, by his own admission, was kicking a lot of that income back to his father.
Well, folks, maybe we've just finally arrived at the place we knew we were going to go. Took us a little longer to get there, perhaps, but I think we're there. I think the Biden family's got a world of difficulty ahead. And I think the Democrats are going to have a very difficult time explaining it, particularly given everything I said in the first hour, all the different mashups we played of them covering for the Bidens, covering for the Democrats, accusing us of being conspiracy theorists. Welcome, Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Oh, the Biden family is not worried about bank failures, folks. In fact, they likely hope that the bank burns to the ground because they're in trouble. The audio that I'm about to play is between Tony Bobulinski and a guy by the name of Rob Walker, partners both with Hunter Biden. And here's that little short clip. It's only 9 seconds.
If he doesn't come out on record, I am providing the facts.
Tony, you're just going to just bury all of us, man.
Tony, you're just going to bury all of us, man, said his business partner, Rob Walker. So now the bank accounts have been subpoenaed. They have the SARS statements, which we'll get to in just a bit. Those are called suspicious activity reports. Bobulinski had been trying to drop dime on the Bidens for quite some time. But you know what the left and the media did? They ignored him. They pretended he didn't exist. And he went away for just a bit. But now he's coming back. And I don't think he's going to have a problem turning over his documents. He's what's known as a whistleblower. And that is a word you should get to liking. Because that means he's somebody that's willing to put his butt on the line for the truth. I don't know that Rob Walker is going to want to cooperate from the sounds of it when he says, Tony, you're going to bury us all, man. Let me ask you this quick question. Do you think we'd be getting to the bottom of this had you not gone out and voted? The bottom of the Bidens hiding money? If we did not own the House of Representatives, do you believe we would be talking about this? See, when you look at the government and you say to yourself, what would you want? If the Bidens were Republicans, I would want the Democrats, the Republicans, to go after them. I don't care about their political affiliation. Now, here's the bigger question. What will the FBI do? Will they use the strong-arm tactics that the DOJ seems to enjoy using against Trump and fellow MAGA folks? Because if the DOJ wants to get to the bottom of it, it's easy peasy. Give up the records, whatever we need to follow this thing to its bitter end, no matter where it leads, we should be going. I mean, don't you agree? Here's what, this is old news here, but we're going to talk about what they have been wanting to do. Top Republican investigators subpoenaed at least one bank for records tied to Hunter Biden's business associates as part of the congressman's efforts to learn more about Biden's dealings. We're, of course, talking about Comer. We played his clip the other day where, and he's been all over the media right now. He's a media darling because he's saying, we're going to get to the bottom of it. Nancy Pelosi and her crew, Adam Schiff, whoever, I don't know who was on the House, whatever committee this is. But they never ask. They never seem to care. You should be asking yourself that. And for the record, no matter where this leads, no matter how it ends up, I want people in jail for this stuff. I'm talking about I want to see lawsuits. I want this to never, ever happen again. And I want you to understand, you, when you watch the powerful forces at play that will keep this at arm's length, watch the powerful forces at play. We're going to have to fight tooth and nail to make this happen. But thank goodness Comer picked the fight. Representative James Comer, Republican out of Kentucky, chairman of the House Oversight and Accountability Committee, is the one who subpoenaed Bank of America for the financial records on three people, Hunter Biden and Bob Walker. Bob Walker's scared. He's scared because they have people participate. By the way, I don't know if you've heard, when Comer speaks about this, he says, we have people coming to tell us. We have whistleblowers. They are now coming to us. They're no longer unafraid. You want to know what gave them that kind of will to come forward? You did. Your vote, your support, you are the reason they're coming forward. They feel like there are a group of people out there who have their backs. Those people would be us. I think we have a couple of Catherine Herridge. She talked about this a while back and nobody did anything. The Democrats just pretended that nothing was there. The first clip's a little too long, so we'll play it. We'll play it coming back in. She sounded this alarm bell a long time ago. They want not just bank records. They want all financial records. I want to ask you folks, do you think a crackhead can keep really good, you know, on top of things when he's going around doing business to business and he can't even remember where he left laptops? You think he's going to have a really good paper trail? Because let me tell you, they've been working to clean it up. The Democrats have paid the best possible people to clean this stuff up. And no matter how good they worked, it isn't going to work. CEFC, a multi-billion dollar Chinese conglomerate funded by Xi Jinping, Chinese Communist Party-linked business tycoon who still disappeared, but with whom Hunter Biden said he had attempted to work out numerous details. And oh, by the way, the money trail will show they got a ton of money from these communists. Sit tight.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA. The only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. 800-583-5345. That's 800-583-5345.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
I get calls from my father to tell me that the New York Times is calling, but my old partner, Eric, who literally has done me harm for I don't know how long, is the one taking the calls because my father will not stop sending the calls to Eric. I have another New York Times reporter calling about my representation of the, literally, Dr. Patrick Coe, the spy chief of China. We started the company that my partner, who was worth $323 billion, founded. It is now missing. The richest man in the world is missing, who was my partner. He was missing since I last saw him in his $58 million apartment and signed a $4 billion deal to build the largest LNG port in the world. And I am receiving calls from the Southern District of New York, from the U.S. Attorney himself. My best friend in business, Devin, has named me as a witness without telling me. In a criminal case, and my father, without telling me.
Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. That was Hunter Biden. We're going to be referencing that clip, which is the reason why I played it, because in this particular section, I want to explain how that came to be. So Rob Walker, they write, was one of the recipients of a May 13, 2017 email from Hunter's business partner, James Giller, to himself, Hunter, and James Biden, former Hunter Biden business partner, Tony Bobulinski, detailing a proposed business deal with CEFC, which is a China energy company, that included a reference to the big guy, who Bobulinski says is Joe Biden. Raskin said the subpoena compelled the production of and obtained thousands of pages of Mr. Walker's private financial information. They're very concerned about this guy Walker, who is the guy that said, "You're going to bury us all, Tony." Hunter Biden and his associates, they say, received at least $5 million in payments from CEFC in 2017 and 2018. And CEFC Deputy Patrick Ho also agreed to pay Hunter $1 million retainer. Hunter referred to Ho as the effing spy chief of China. That's the clip I just played for you. That was made on March 11th of 2018. Now, I don't know about the State Department and the people involved with the Bidens and all that, but we got people. We got John Brennan, who's an avowed communist, and I believe a Muslim, who is the guy that was head of the CIA. Clapper, NSA. These are traitors to America. We got Milley, a four-star general, head of the Joint Chiefs, a traitor. We have people that know the Chinese have bought and sold us multiple times over using our own money, and they're still letting them do it. It is unbelievable what we are witnessing right now, but they are in big trouble. As Comer said, who's running the House Oversight Committee, it's been a very good 2 weeks for getting people to cooperate with the committee's investigation into the alleged Biden family influence peddling, Democrat influence peddling. He says, based on what he's learned for the past 2 weeks, he believes the Bidens were trying to hide the source of their money that Hunter was getting from his business dealings in China. And the source was not even a reason to be a spoiler alert, the Chinese Communist Party. That's what he said, and that's what we're going to find out. We're going to find out what we already know. We can easily connect those dots. I played a clip earlier doing exactly that, connecting those dots. But now, because I don't want to play it again, you can go listen to the sound bites, but I do want to play this. I want to play Catherine Herridge, who was sounding the alarm bell on the Bidens, and letting people know, look, there's something fishy going on here. So here's she was talking about the Bidens and their banks and the stuff involving these SARS reports that we're going to get to here in just a bit.
So we are learning new information about foreign business dealings involving the president's brother, James, and son, Hunter. More than 150 transactions involving either James or Hunter, Biden's global business affairs, have been flagged for further review by U.S. banks. Now, Catherine Herridge has been following this story for us, and she is here to discuss. There are a lot of questions with this, Catherine. Just in general, though, what more can you tell us about these flagged transactions? What stood out?
Well, based on our reporting here at CBS News, there were over 150, and some of them were flagged because there were large wire transfers involved. More generally, bank transactions get flagged for a number of reasons. One is called layering, and that means the money is moving through a number of third parties before it reaches its destination. And the question is whether this is an effort to shield or obscure the source of the money and who's ultimately receiving it. There's also another issue which looks at velocity. And velocity simply means how quickly the money is coming in and out of an account. So, for example, an account is opened, and then the next day $1 million goes in, and then $1 million go out. That's the kind of thing that would get flagged. Thirdly, the size of the transaction, and also whether it's a lot of round numbers. So it's $150,000, $300,000 versus $279,000, $832,000, which might be for something very specific. You see, so sort of big round numbers gets attention. And then in these transfers, there's something called a memo line, and a memo line is the explanation for the money. And you know, just as a basic question, does it make sense? And does it make sense in terms of the frequency of the transfer? So those are all of the things that can be pulled together when a bank makes a decision to flag a transaction for further review. Just because it's flagged doesn't mean that it's a problem, but it means it requires sort of that additional step of due diligence.
Okay, so let's give the Bidens the benefit of the doubt. Do the due diligence. Here's part two of what Catherine Herridge had to say.
So you and I would not be talking about this if these two men were not related to the current president. Is this something that the president should be concerned about? Should he be distancing himself? Is he?
Well, there are two buckets of questions here. The first is really a legal question. The legal exposure, what is it, and does it actually extend to or touch other members of the family? And that's something that only the U.S. attorney in Delaware, who's running this federal investigation that's looking at potential tax violations, money laundering, and foreign lobbying rules, can answer. The second is much more of an optics or a political question. The president of Public Citizen, which is a government watchdog group, told CBS News that the best case scenario, specifically with the China deals, is that it just looks bad. The worst case scenario is that you may have a very serious conflict in these cases.
I want to remind you folks, the level, the loud voices that the left gave in saying, Joe, that Biden's did nothing wrong. My son did nothing wrong. Nothing's been going on here. This is nothing. This is an outrage. Donald Trump is doing us dirty. And all of it were lies. What you're witnessing here, when Catherine Herridge started breaking this and nothing came about it, was a big fat cover-up. Now, it's starting to break. What did I tell you about the Bidens? I said Joe Biden would not be their nominee, and I said the Biden family is going to be the straw that breaks the Democrats' back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
If you have an IRA or 401k, please listen closely. My name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. Throughout my career, let's just say I've been in some hairy situations. And I believe right now the biggest threat facing Americans is they need to protect their wealth, which is exactly what I'm doing for my wife and six kids. And I believe the ultimate safe haven is physical gold and silver. You can protect your hard-earned retirement assets with a tax-free loophole that allows you to convert your retirement into physical gold and silver. The folks I use are Advantage Gold, and believe me, I've investigated the heck out of all types of people. Advantage Gold is the nation's highest rated gold company. They have the best process, pricing, and service. If you want to get your free gold and silver investment kit, please contact Advantage Gold right now, and you'll see how easy it is to protect yourself with precious metals. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. It was a busy, ugly day on Wall Street thanks to the latest developments in what might be a worldwide banking crisis. The Dow was down by nearly 700 points at one time before coming back to around 500 in the red. The snow's over, but the danger from winds and down power lines remains high around the Northeast, and the danger of massively overflowing rivers remains very high in parts of California. A judge in Amarillo, Texas, is hearing arguments about whether the abortion pill mifepristone should stay on the market. Anti-abortion groups contend the FDA rushed its safety procedures when it approved the drug more than 20 years ago. The White House says that U.S. drone that a Russian fighter jet brought down yesterday in the deep waters of the Black Sea may never be recovered. NFL star Aaron Rodgers says he wants to be a New York Jet, and now it's up to the Green Bay Packers to decide what they want from the Jets to make the trade happen. Rich Johnson, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No!
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
The president of Public Citizen, which is a government watchdog group, told CBS News that the best case scenario, specifically with the China deals, is that it just looks bad. The worst case scenario is that you may have a very serious conflict in these cases.
Something tells me we're going to be exploring the worst-case scenario. Welcome back, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to, talking about the crooked Biden family. The truth finally starting to get out. The media is not going to be able to keep a lid on this. Nobody, not the Department of Justice, not the media, not the Democrats, not any leftist organizations, no watchdogs, nothing will be able to keep a lid on what we now already know, because we have so many other things breaking that all lend themselves to the book, to the notion, which is more than a notion to me. It's a fact that the Democrats have lied about everything in order to put this clown into office, and now their chickens have finally come home to roost, and they're laying some golden eggs! Some inflationary eggs! Wow! 844-551-8255 if you want to give me a buzz on this. Biden's ties to China.
I don't think that there's a lot of things that would have happened in my life if my last name wasn't Biden.
Like your investment firm striking a billion-dollar deal with a Chinese-owned bank 10 days after you and Joe visit, and collecting over $80,000 a month from a Ukrainian energy company after your father was named point man on Ukraine.
It is impossible for me to be on any of the boards that I just mentioned without saying that I'm the son of the Vice President of the United States.
The question is not why Hunter Biden used his name to get these gigs. It's why Joe Biden led him do it.
When you say that the Republicans are ineffective, I want to remind you, Congressman Comer is the one who made this happen. You made this happen because you trusted in some form of what the Republicans were doing. We got them back in, slim victory, because these leftists cheated their butts off, and now they got to face the music. And Comer has opened up a can of whoop butt, and he is now saying, we're going to investigate these guys, and he's doing what should have been done years ago. And by the way, everybody involved needs to pay the price. Not one person, no scapegoats, everybody involved. Janet Yellen didn't want to release the SARS reports. Why? Why would you not want to release suspicious activity reports? If there were some on anybody, do you think they would have released them on Trump immediately? But now the Treasury says we're proceeding as quickly as possible, except for the delays that we keep throwing in the wrinkles, the roadblocks. They say these requests take time to produce. Do you realize that when a SARS incident occurs, the shortest amount of time I researched in which that is reported is 152 days. The longest amount of time is over 1,200 days, over 3 years. What we know about Hunter Biden has been known for a long time, before the reports even got produced. Now, as we've said, and I'll say it again, there's nothing wrong necessarily in a SARS report. I mean, just because you get SARS. I took $10,000 out of my account one day and moved it to another bank. It could have theoretically generated a SARS report. It ended in zeros. And what was so bad about it, taking it out was one thing. Putting it into another bank is another thing. But it won't flag because I took it out of one business account and put it, or my personal account, I should say, and loaned it to a business. So, and it wasn't like, you know, I'm dealing with some drugs or anything like that. You can easily see the trail. But I'm going to bet you that the 150-plus SARS reports that have been generated for Hunter Biden all have to do with wire transfers of massive amounts of money that, as Catherine Herrick said, didn't sit very long, moved through multiple chains of custody, if you will, to arrive at its final destination, and then was sucked out quick. It isn't like we get a wire from a client, they send us money, and that wire, that money sits in the bank, and then you can start to see little drain, you know, payroll, accounts payable, that kind of stuff. Not like that here. No siree. Boom, boom, boom. Subterfuge, move it around, do some things, shake it up and down, turn it all around, do the hokey pokey, and then take it out. And it's disappeared into the ether. Easiest way for these Bidens to launder money. And wait until they start pulling Joe Biden's record. Wait until that moment where they say, we have to make a request for Joe Biden's financial records going back to 2016, whenever he left Obama, 2016 forward. Wait until that request happens. You can bet if it were Trump, it would have already happened. They'd be asking, Joe, you sure you want to file those tax returns? By the way, are we ever going to see these tax returns on his LLC? The question they're saying is, will these docs now show be a smoking gun? The committee thinks so. Let me put it this way. Comer is betting a lot on the stuff that he's leaking. He's betting a lot on it. But I tell you what, I wish right now I was good friends with him so he could start giving me the inside scoop on this stuff. The next question is, will it elevate to the criminal level? As I said, unusual transactions don't mean that they're necessarily illegal. But I think we're going to find out that these were. Criminal activities were taking place. Now, they're going to tell you nothing to see here. Business as usual. But I don't believe it. By the way, do you know what it took to get these documents? The GOP had to threaten hearings, and the Treasury Department finally said, okay, you can have them. And Jonathan Turley tweeted, time is up for Hunter Biden on the SARS fight, and Congress can finally answer a number of questions over the alleged influence peddling of the Biden family. But let me ask you this question, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. Why would you hide your SARS reports if you've got nothing to hide? See, I just told you what probably generated a SARS for me. If somebody said, Kevin, you're under investigation, we think you're doing blankety blank, and you've got some SARS reports, I'd say, before they even finish the sentence, I'd say, pull them. Pull them. You have my permission to pull my SARS reports, and as long as I can review them and make sure that they're indeed mine, you have full permission to do what you need with them. That would be what I would say immediately, because I got no criminal business, no criminal activities. Pull the reports! Turley also tweeted this. Oversight Committee Chairman James R. Comer revealed this morning that the first SARS reports show money going from China to three Biden family members, including one not previously discussed as a recipient of such money. And you probably already know by now, it's Joe Biden's sister.
So it's a family affair. Now, what did they all do? What they did, and I think this is going to be pretty conclusive, when they get Joe Biden's records, and I can't wait. I freaking can't wait. I'm more excited about that. I would tell you I'm almost more excited about that than the birth of my children. Because it is going to validate everything we've already known, that clown is the big guy, and everybody knew it. And there will be nobody that avoids the shrapnel on the left. You put a crook into place, a pathological liar and a crook who sold us out to the Chinese. And let me tell you, we got enough China on China Joe to serve the entire division of the military. That might not be a good representation. Okay, to serve all of Australia. Is that enough China for you? This is what Jonathan Turley wrote. He says, for years they've been trying to get these SARS reports related to the Biden family and their foreign deals. Those efforts were cut off by the Biden administration and the democratically controlled houses of Congress. Even after the GOP took over the House, however, the Treasury Department continued to refuse. See, they've been going after this for a long time. Keep in mind, by the way, people, the leftist Democrat media, control media, they did not go after the videos of J6 at any point. They didn't give FOIA and say, we want this data. We want to show you what really happened. We want to validate what happened. The Republicans have been requesting this stuff, and the House refused. The Treasury Department refused. Everybody ran interference. They say the least eager group to see these transactions, may be the media, which not only buried the Hunter Biden story, but has shown remarkable disinterest in these allegations. Indeed, the alleged influence peddling could not have occurred without the assurances that the media had the back of the Bidens. Imagine what the media would have done with even one of these deals with foreign, political, or influence figures if a Trump child were the recipient. The genius of the Biden influence peddling operation was to make the media an early and active participant. They became invested in the denial over 2 years of belittling and dismissing the story. When we come back, we're going to wrap this up with a nice conservative bow.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. 800-948-4155. That's 800-948-4155.
You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I have not taken a penny from any foreign source ever in my life. We learned that this president paid 50 times the tax in China, has a secret bank account with China, does business in China, and in fact is talking about me taking money. I have not taken a single penny from any country whatsoever, ever. Number one. Number two, this is a president, I have released all of my tax returns, 22 years. Go look at them. 22 years of my tax return. You have not released a single solitary year of your tax return. What are you hiding?
But the Chinese, what they said is China would prefer Joe Biden. Whether they do, that's their conclusion, that they would prefer Joe Biden.
Ready to go?
This is a crisis.
This is no time for Donald Trump's record of hysterical xenophobia.
Biden's son inked a $1 billion deal with a subsidiary of the Bank of China.
China is going to eat our lunch.
They're not bad folks, folks.
Since the outbreak, the Communist Party has been mobilizing overseas organizations to buy local supplies and send them to China.
It is in our self-interest that China continue to prosper.
The beautiful history we wrote together.
Banning all travel will not stop.
The president is right. The travel restriction on China, as every public health official we've talked to said, bought the country time.
That was a very smart move right there.
Hysterical xenophobia. Xenophobia. I complimented him on dealing with China. I'm not going nuts.
And look, the president is absolute when he says that China has been cheating for 25 years and that Bill Clinton didn't do enough about it, George W. Bush didn't do enough about it, Barack Obama didn't do enough about it, or didn't want to pick the fights for other reasons, thought there were reasons the U.S. economy is benefiting so much, we won't pick these fights. Start the conversations, not finish the conversation. The president is absolutely right.
That, folks, was John King of CNN complimenting then-President Donald Trump. The previous ad, the previous thing before that was a Trump commercial that showed Biden has already been sympathetic to China. You want to know why he was sympathetic to China while all those sound bites were made? Was because his son was doing business with him and he was the big guy. How do you say the big guy in Chinese, in Mandarin? I need to learn that phrase. I'll talk to one of my friends. I haven't spoken Mandarin in a long time. Welcome back. We're talking about the meltdown that will occur once somebody starts connecting the dots with these suspicious activity reports of Hunter Biden that coincide with the bank statements that they get from his business partners, that coincide with Joe Biden's tax returns from his S-Corp, where he's been hiding money for years. I remind you, the Bidens took their taxes down not long ago. I played a clip earlier of Joe Biden said, I released all my taxes. Where are your taxes, Donald Trump? Well, they got Trump's taxes for more years than he cares that he should have even given out. Somebody stole them. You think the media went, that's terrible. We shouldn't be reporting that. Of course not. Rachel Maddow did an entire show where she was waiting to spread, give the bad news until Trump laid them out before she did. And she sat there vamping for an hour trying to figure out, well, what can I say when it turns out Trump didn't take advantage of the tax break he could have. And, oh, by the way, paid $28 million in taxes that year. How much did you pay, Rachel? So Joe Biden's been caught in... Everybody was warned in the food chain that these guys were getting us embroiled in things that, because of their personal finances and what they were doing, they were getting us embroiled in bad stuff. In putting us can you imagine the United States? We've been in a partnership by way of the Bidens with the Chinese intelligence service. Do you think any of these leftists said, let's make sure we vet this correctly, particularly given the optics of Swalwell dating a spy, Feinstein being driven around with her chauffeur being a spy, and academia having multiple spy gates where they've been, Chinese nationalists have been caught in other skullduggery that the Chinese have done that we're aware of. And, oh, by the way, it isn't a dirty secret. It's a matter of fact, it's an open secret that the Chinese are stealing our intellectual property. And Joe Biden let them do it. I could go on. I could tell you all kinds of things that are happening there. But you know what? Trump said it. He said the Biden should be investigated. Here's what he said. And I don't think anybody took him seriously. But he said Ukraine and Russia, or I think it was Ukraine and Russia, or Ukraine and China, one of them, should be looking into the Bidens.
Well, I would think that if they were honest about it, they'd start a major investigation into the Bidens. It's a very simple answer. They should investigate the Bidens, because how does a company that's newly formed, and all these companies, if you look at, and by the way, likewise, China should start an investigation into the Bidens. Because what happened in China is just about as bad as what happened with Ukraine. So I would say that President Zelensky, if it were me, I would recommend that they start an investigation into the Bidens. Because nobody has any doubt that they weren't crooked. That was a crooked deal, 100%. He had no knowledge of energy, didn't know the first thing about it. All of a sudden, he's getting $50,000 a month, plus a lot of other things. Nobody has any doubt. And they got rid of a prosecutor who was a very tough prosecutor. They got rid of him. Now they're trying to make it the opposite way, but they got rid. So if I were the president, I would certainly recommend that of you, Ukraine.
If Congress had a pair, they'd open up an investigation of Biden as it pertains to China. What, you don't think they have enough evidence? Did you listen to the first hour of the show? I play mashup after mashup of all the things that we supposedly have lied about or were, you know, bad, things were bad about. And all I can tell you is every single thing I played was media lies. And here we have absolute evidence, Joe Biden with classified documents, that the document trail leads directly to the Chinese. We have Hunter Biden, who is admitted to being in partnership with Chinese spies, people who work with the Chinese government. We have Joe Biden getting millions of dollars of money from the Chinese, and everything he touched, those people got millions of dollars from the Chinese. The Chinese trade. Look at the trade deficit between Trump and Biden and tell me you wouldn't open up a criminal investigation on this. When Trump was president, he was absolutely destroying China. He was taking our money back, moving it on the shore, moving back manufacturing to the United States. Not a little bit, but a lot. He would have already been penalizing China for Wu flu. And this, I talk about this all the time with Trump. If he gets off this thing of Operation Warp Speed, other than that, the guy did everything right as it pertains to China. And if he were still president, I suspect he would put the fault where it lie with China on this Wu flu virus. And then he'd go after the people at the NIH who funded gain of function and gave them millions of your tax dollars and my tax dollars. That's what he would do. Trump is saying, if he gets back into office, he's saying, if I get back into office, I'm going to burn the swamp down. That's why I keep going back to this thing of the people that want DeSantis, fine. DeSantis doesn't have the passion to burn the swamp down. I like Ron DeSantis. Had a conversation with a friend of mine who doesn't like him. Long conversation yesterday. But DeSantis is not going to burn the swamp down. He's going to go in, and some people are like, well, Kevin, he'll go in and he'll be very much more reserved and all that. Exactly. That's the problem. Donald Trump will absolutely go in there throwing with a flamethrower, and what he can't get there, he'll start dropping regional nukes, because he now has a full understanding of what we're up against. Now, there are many people out there, well, Kevin, there's still a lot of people that won't vote for Trump. Let me tell you something. There are millions more who would not and did not vote for the Democrats. And there are millions more who may not like Trump personally, but they will support him. They absolutely will. I'm convinced of this. Last clip, complimenting Trump, John Kirby.
You do give the president some credit for squeezing the Chinese to put pressure on North Korea.
I do. I absolutely do. Him and his team, they have... Look, if you had told me a year ago, Wolf, that the Chinese would cut off all natural gas, that they would cut off importing seafood from North Korea, that they would put pressure on the oil exports to North Korea to the degree that they have, I would have laughed at you. I didn't think that that was possible.
How many times did the left say that during the era of Trump? I'm not here to make a Trump commercial. I'm here to tell you that people in power right now don't know what they're doing. They're crooked. They've sold out, and it's being exposed every single day, and we will have amazing shows coming up on this.
putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.